It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seewert, in for Kate Archer-Kent. Many Americans who want to buy a home are faced with significant barriers, from financial challenges to language issues. In Milwaukee, an effort is underway to help families forge a path to home ownership despite those barriers and building a stronger neighborhood by reclaiming homes that are vacant, vandalized, or distressed. Join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dorothy York is the Vice President of Real Estate for ACTS Housing, an organization that offers homebuyer coaching and other real estate services to Milwaukee residents. Dorothy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, and thank you for having us.
Pleased that you're here. What is this homeowner acquisition fund?
So glad to share that with you. It's a new initiative that ACTS is undertaking. We're looking to kind of combat this 40% of homes being purchased by investors that otherwise would be purchased by homeowners. So our acquisition fund is being set up for ACTS to purchase 100 homes a year and preserve those homes for low to moderate income individuals who are looking to purchase a house in the $125,000 range.
How common are those out-of-state investors as landlords in Milwaukee? Are you seeing more of that?
We're seeing a lot more of that, and it's really having a significant impact on the ability of families to purchase homes. So right now, we know there are over 17,000 Black and Latino families in Milwaukee alone who are aspiring to buy a home in the $125,000 range, but only about 1,500 of those homes are available each year, and over 40%, as I mentioned, are being purchased by investors. And what we consider kind of predatory investors, that's they're acquiring homes in neighborhoods that were really built to be meant for homeowners.
How do you select those homes to buy? What's the process like?
So the process is to look for homes that are going to fit that portfolio that a family would want, right? So families typically look for single family or duplex homes within the city. So that's one of the criteria. But one of the biggest criteria is availability. There are a lot of families who, for reasons of their own, want to sell their house. They want it to be smooth and quick and unencumbered, so they don't want to allow for inspections or financing contingencies. And so when those opportunities come available, that's part of the area that ACTS will be looking for with this acquisition fund to grab those homes, because otherwise they'll be snapped up by investors and preserve them for home ownership for our families.
What's the criteria for being able to purchase an acquisition home from ACTS? Who is eligible?
So anyone is eligible, but we are preserving the homes for those who have completed homebuyer education, because that's an important step for people who haven't purchased a home before. You need to learn how to not only purchase that home, but keep that home, sustain that home ownership once you acquire it. So we are preserving that for those who have completed homebuyer education. That's homebuyer education that's either offered through ACTS or one of the other agencies around the city.
What kinds of barriers are you hearing from the people who are applying for purchasing these homes? Why do they have a hard time with traditional financing?
So some of them will get, some of the families who purchase homes will get traditional financing. And it's not necessarily that they have trouble with traditional financing. What they have trouble with is the process of actually purchasing. So often the properties come up for sale. And because we've got these predatory investors who are looking to purchase the homes as well, they can offer, make cash offers, no inspection, no financing contingencies, quick close. And that's what the sellers are looking for. And when we have our families and they have financing available, we want them to be able to have the security of making an offer where they can have a financing contingency and they can have an inspection contingency to make sure that the home is going to be good for them. But of course, they can't compete with the cash offers that are coming in from the investors. So that's one of the barriers. And that's really kind of created, that's a new barrier for many families who've already had a lot of challenges based on income levels, their immigration status, the lending environment, which hasn't always been friendly. And a lot of people just don't understand the whole credit reporting system. So those were already barriers, but this new having to compete with investors with cash offers is a new barrier.
Buying a new home for a first-time home owner is so confusing. It sounds like you're really focusing on the education aspect of it. Is that true?
Absolutely. The education aspect is one of the number one things, and that's really where ACT started. We've been around. We're just starting this acquisition fund, but we've been around for 26 years, and the education part of it is very critical. As I mentioned, not only do families need to learn how to manage their finances well, but to get a house, but to keep a house, right? Because you don't want a family to get into a home and then lose it to a foreclosure.
We're talking about a fund aiming to make home ownership more affordable in Milwaukee with Dorothy York. She's the vice president of real estate for ACT Housing in Milwaukee, which provides home buyer coaching and lending services to city residents. How is the acquisition program funded?
So we're working on the funding right now. We're hoping to strike a nice balance between public and private funding. Overall, we need to raise about $11 million to get this fund started. We've had the benefit of the Zilber Family Foundation kicking in the first $1 million, which will fund our operating expenses for the next 3 years. So that was great. Now we are able to build out this program. We are now looking to the City of Milwaukee's Housing Trust Fund, Milwaukee County, each for $2.5 million to add to this fund. And then the additional $5 million we're expecting to receive or get through philanthropy. That will get us started. And this will be the only time we expect to have to go out and get funding for this program, because we expect it to be self-sustaining as we acquire homes and sell those homes. The fund can sustain itself and help to add 100 or more homes available to homeowners in this low to moderate income space year over year.
ACT Housing plans to sell single family and duplexes, as you said, priced in a certain range, $90,000 to $140,000 roughly. How does that compare to market rate housing in Milwaukee?
The market rate houses can be the average sale price in Milwaukee, I believe, was like $250,000+. Some of that gets to be unaffordable, especially as interest rates go up for a lot of the families that we serve. And so it's very, you know, this is the space that families want and can afford purchase a home in. If you, you think back when you look at the prices and not the prices, but the income levels of families, the low to moderate income families, for them to spend about 30% or less of their income on their housing, they need to purchase houses within this space. And so that's why we need to make sure that we're making those houses available to them.
I'm curious if houses that are bought through this acquisition fund could be sold at a loss. Is that possible?
So our overall financial equation is looking at an average gain of about $7,500. Does that mean that some houses may sell for a loss? That's possible, while others may sell for a little more of a gain. To sustain itself, the financial model that we've put together requires that about $7,500 gain on average.
What do you think of when you think of success for this program? What does success look like for the Homeowner Acquisition Fund to you?
Well, first success is to for us to actually be able to compete in the space and acquire the homes. That's the first success. But the number one success is to help reverse this trend of losing homeowners of color. In Milwaukee, we're losing 1,000 homeowners of color per year. And this trend started in the 2008 downturn, where people of color in Milwaukee were losing. We lost about 12% of homeowners overall, and in particular in Milwaukee and with people of color. So seeing that trend reversed and seeing more of the homeowners in the city being people of color, that's success.
Dorothy York is the Vice President of Real Estate for ACTS Housing in Milwaukee. You can join in on what other communities could learn from this effort. 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward, in for Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward, in for Kate Archer-Kent. Let's return to our conversation about families who commit to the hard work of reclaiming a distressed property as a path to home ownership. Join us at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dorothy York, Vice President of Real Estate for ACTS Housing in Milwaukee, is with us. Take me through the process. Somebody comes to you and says, I want to be part of this program. And you've already mentioned that they go through some counseling. What happens next?
So what happens next is they figure out everything that they need to do to get their finances in order. They learn how it is to own a home, what they have to be considerate of. But once they've gotten everything together, they are submitted for financing. For those families who are reclaiming vacant properties and making them their home, they go through some additional counseling, we'll call it, or coaching and training. So they will be paired with a real estate agent to help them look for a home and look for the potential in the homes. Because if it's a vacant property, obviously they're not going to be in very good shape, and they've got to be able to see the potential. They're paired with a real estate rehab coach. That coach is going to help them construct a scope of work, figure out what repairs they need, how to get the house back up and running. And that team is going to stick with them through the entire process, from finding that home, figuring out what needs to happen to get it together, putting together a scope of work with pricing so the family knows if they're able to get that particular house. And then the coach will help them all the way through the rehab process and be there beside them, coaching, helping them make good decisions, the right decisions, doing things in order. If you can imagine a first-time homeowner or someone who's never owned a home, and your very first home, you're going to do a major rehab on top of it. So it's a lot to take in, and that's why we have the strong team that surrounds that family.
Is there anything that would make a person ineligible for the program?
I'm not sure. So if you already own a home, I guess that would make you ineligible for some parts of the program, but it wouldn't make you ineligible for, let's say you still say, I already own a home, but I'm not sure I'm real knowledgeable in the space of home ownership. And so I want to do homeowner education. So anyone would still be eligible for the homeowner education. But if you're already a homeowner, particularly with the homes we're acquiring through the acquisition fund, that would make you ineligible.
The U.S. Census Bureau says less than 50% of Milwaukee residents own their homes. And you mentioned earlier that Milwaukee is losing homeowners of color at a high rate. How will ACTS Housing address the potential for perhaps a very high demand in participation in the program?
Well, high demand for participation in the program would be excellent. We're staffing up. Eventually, the acquisition fund staff will be about a staff of 8, but we have the whole of ACTS behind us as well. And so we've increased the number of coaches that we have available to coach families. Right now, we serve a high population of people of color. So 90% of the families we serve are low to moderate income, 80% are people of color. And so if that's the population we're already serving, and so if we can make sure that there are homes out there available to them, these families are graduating through our program, they're coming out, they either are using ACTS financing to do a rehab, or they've got bank financing, they're qualified, they're ready to purchase, but there's no homes available. And that's where the acquisition fund comes in, and that's where the work that we'll do in the acquisition fund will help those families then to become homeowners, and hopefully see some reversal in some of the trends in the lower homeownership rates among people of color.
We're talking about a fund aiming to make home ownership more affordable and accessible in Milwaukee with Dorothy York. She is the Vice President of Real Estate for ACTS Housing in Milwaukee, which provides home buyer coaching and lending services to city residents. We talked a little bit about that the home buyer is involved in the rehab process. It's got to feel daunting to them, thinking, I have this huge job to do. Do they actually do the work themselves, or are they arranging financing to have the work done?
So it is a very daunting prospect. And that's why, so we pair them with, as I mentioned, a home rehab coach. And that's the person that's right there by their side, right? That's the person that's saying, you know, you can do this, and here's the order. Here's how things go. But they are getting financing. Some families do a lot of work themselves. Some, because we do serve a high number of female-headed households where, you know, they've got, it's a mom, a single mom, with some kids, hard to do a lot of work. So those families will have subcontractors do more of the work. But we have a lot of our families who do a lot of work themselves. There's a certain pride that comes with doing your work, working on your new home. And so there's a balance, and families do a little bit of both, but their team is there to encourage them and keep them going and make sure that they never feel like they're alone in that process.
We have about 2 minutes left together, and I'd like your thoughts on this. Mayors and business leaders from across the state have come on the morning show this year and raised concerns about affordable housing in their communities. This is happening everywhere. What would it take to replicate this project across the state in other communities?
Well, it would take a lot of funding, but it would also take a lot of, you know, public policy. And as I mentioned, we need to raise $11 million overall to get this started in Milwaukee. And to a great extent, we can raise a lot of this funding through philanthropy. But we also need the public funds to help with this also. So if those communities would allocate more in the space to make sure that homes can be affordable to families in their city, those are two of the things that I can think of that are really needed.
How do you think city officials can do a better job of encouraging affordable housing in their communities?
So I'm really happy to say that I feel like we have a really good relationship with the city of Milwaukee and the government officials in the city of Milwaukee. They see the issue and they see the need. We met with many of them and feel that there's a lot of support for what we're doing. And I think that, you know, it's like city government can do a lot, but there's also the community. And acts as part of the community that can step up and do some things as well. And having that support and the backing from the city government officials is going to be critical to their success. And I feel like we've got a really good partnership with the city of Milwaukee, and that is helping us to serve more families.
It sounds like communication is crucial.
Absolutely crucial. And we try to stay in communication with the city officials. We share with them what we're doing. We share with them who we're serving, and particularly in Milwaukee, we're divided into aldermanic districts. And so we share with those aldermanic districts, here's what ACTS is doing in your district. Mm-hmm. Here are the families in your district who are becoming homeowners, who are working with us to become homeowners. And it helps them to see how we're having an impact on the districts that they serve.
Dorothy, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate being part of it. And thank you all for having us and helping us to get the word out about ACTS and our acquisition fund.
Dorothy York is the Vice President of Real Estate for ACTS Housing in Milwaukee. Just ahead, we explore the firing of more than 100,000 teachers and administrators of color following desegregation. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.